from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, thank you, Woody. And a lot of fun coming back and having a championship here. And big celebration, 11 a.m. on Sunday at A1A Beachfront Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. And Big Bo's place is over there. That place is going to be jumping over there, huh?
We're trying to make our way over there. We'll see.
Trying to make our way over there if we can. But we'll have Bo on with us later in the week here. Well, we're almost, hell, we're getting towards, maybe tomorrow we'll have Bo come in and spend some time with us and talk about everything going on here, including the parade, the Fort Lauderdale parade. And just a great story, man. Just a great story from top to bottom on what they've done the last few years to become the best team in hockey, best defense in hockey, get to the finals 2 years in a row, just incredible, and win the championship with so many cool stories with it. Right from the top down, Bill Zito and Paul Maurice and his system that he's put in with talented guys, and getting a lot out of those talented guys, fitting in and find a way to win. Guys, turnarounds in their careers, Big Bob, what he's done. My God, it was just, was that last year he started the playoffs on the bench? That was last year, I think.
Well, they had the Lion, right? The Lion play.
Yeah. And then a couple years ago, it was so bad that, hell, he didn't even suit up a couple of times. They had him as a third goalie. So, and here he is, man. He's back at the highest level and just played out of his friggin' mind, especially in that third period when it got really interesting. And of course, they end up winning that game 2-1, and the winning goal, Sam Reinhart, 67th goal of the year. God, what a year for Sam Reinhart, man. And of course, you know what happens. On a contract year, right? On the contract year, boy, what else do I need to do? It's like, all right, Sam, you've done everything. We just only have so much money we can pay you. Would you like to come back, though, and make another run at this thing? We got a hell of a team. I am really curious to see what he gets paid. As we already know, Tkachuk's got his money. I believe Barkov has been paid pretty well, and should, by the way. So we got a lot of great stories with this team. Lot of great stories. Got a goalie, by the way. I didn't forget. Big Bob's getting big bucks, too, from his contract from coming over here a few years ago. All right. So anyway, we've got the NBA first round of the NBA draft tonight. Heat picking 15th. Can they do it again? Can they find another Jaime Jaquez? Can they do that? Can they do it? Can we find another guy come in and make a big difference? By the way, the Knicks, I see, added Mikal Bridges to their team, averaged almost 20 points a game for the Nets. And the Nets made a trade with the Knicks, which was kind of a weird one. I know he's not an all-star player, but he's a good player. He's a really, really good player. I think he averaged like 26 points 2 years ago per game.
I got to tell you, time is flying here, man. I didn't realize that was tonight.
Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday. I'm not going to, like, you know, rat you out or anything, but you don't know who the first pick is going to be, do you?
No idea. Yeah. I'm not going that
way. I don't either, by the way. There's no consensus number one, apparently, because the lines keep changing on, like, who is going to get picked, and now they keep showing LeBron's kid, because that's, like, the only story
anyone cares about. That's kind of, it's just weird. He's been one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest, and then on top of that, he's got a kid. And, you know, LeBron's talked about this last few years, like, looking forward to playing with my son is kind of one of the things I want to do. And so now they're saying, oh, his workouts were unbelievable. College stuff didn't go real well, but the workouts with the other guys, he's really moved up the ladder.
So I guess LeBron doesn't physically sit in the war room, but he'll call in his pick, you know, whoever he wants. And, I mean, why wouldn't they take his kid?
Can I just tell you?
He stinks anyway. You might as well be a cool story.
Can I just say this? We've seen about everything in sports. We really have. We've seen it all. We've seen whatever craziness. But this thing with the Lakers, storied franchise, won lots of championships, some of the greats of all time through the years. But this thing with LeBron doing a podcast with his coach.
He's not going to do it anymore, apparently.
Well, no. I mean,
he's going to stop. The podcast isn't going to stop, but JJ might stop.
So it's just really weird.
Are you sour grapes about this hire? Seems like a lot of people are bummed out. Like, they put a graphic on. It was like Fox yesterday, and it said JJ Redick coaching experience, volunteer fourth grade boys, you know, something coach.
Yeah.
At like a, you know, an elementary school.
Well,
look, man, it is what it is, right? Like, these guys,
a lot of guys
job sometimes. Like,
a lot of guys start in a booth,
yeah,
say the right things, people fall for him. But this is a really weird one. He's sitting there doing.
You said a woman came out yesterday and said that JJ Redick called her the N-word right to her face.
Called who?
Just some woman that came out yesterday. Got a lot of traction on Twitter. Just seemed like a unique timing to come out with something like that,
yeah,
but
I don't know. Hey, we've had other coaches do this, right? If I'm not mistaken, we've had
go straight from the booth.
Yeah,
Steve Kerr did.
Steve Kerr.
This thing is, look, it is a joke. There's no question about it. JJ Redick being given that job, it's a joke. They gave him a 4-to-4-year deal, and then they said we're going to surround him with guys that have experience to make it easier for him.
Right, well, that's the going line, right?
The whole thing's an embarrassment. There's no question about it, but that's just how these things go, man. Like, LeBron's kid is going to get drafted tonight.
Well, he's not going to have any say-so. I know, but he's going to have no say-so, the coach, on whether Bronny comes.
No, but LeBron will. The same way LeBron decided who he wanted to coach the team.
Well, either
LeBron
that...
Look, LeBron has done enough for that sport that he can do what he wants at this point, right?
Well, they don't want to lose him.
No, but 20-something years playing at that kind of a level. You do what you want. You can hire, or you can play for whatever coach you want.
Good for business.
LeBron changed the game with the decision years back.
I
gave the power to the players.
I will tell you this, that this is a weird one between a guy you're doing a podcast with and your son has now become, even though he's not one of the best players in this draft, has become one of the biggest story, maybe, because everybody is curious to see whether he goes in the first or second round. Everybody is, oh, no, he going in the second for sure. The question is, will he go in the first round?
And people are going to be pissed, right? Guy averaged 3 points a game in college?
Yes.
So people are going to be pissed. It's not fair on a couple of different levels. Like, LeBron, to be LeBron's kid's got to be tricky, right? Like that.
Tricky.
That's got to be tough, okay? The kid will never live up to LeBron, to the hype.
Bronny, you will never be your father.
Yeah.
I know that.
I mean, that's got to be tough, right? To be in his dad's shadow. And, you know, I would imagine when LeBron eventually leaves the league that he's going to leave along with him.
What do you think it was like for MJ's kid playing at Central Florida?
Nah, it was better to be banging his teammate's mom. But.
Yeah, right. A little bit better. But, yeah. So, anyway, the LeBron thing will and he said, I got nothing to do with any of this stuff. I got nothing to do. And they're going, well, you know, would you be happy with this guy? We know it's not your choice, but would you be happy with this guy as your coach and your kid playing with you? Would that make you happy?
He has everything to do with it, and I don't fault him one bit. I would draft my kid. I could do it. I mean, that's just right. We do whatever we can for our kids, don't we? And if LeBron can help his kid get a taste of the league, which he obviously probably would not have gotten on his own.
So here's the problem. So now, because LeBron's already come out and said, my kid's a lot better than a lot of players in the NBA. He said that. He said that this past year. So now, what if he's in camp and he's playing and everybody knows, like, dude, he ain't ready to play. He's just not ready. He's not even ready to come in down 20 or up 20 with 3 minutes left or 6 minutes left.
Well, he could be like the Antetokounmpo brother.
That's true.
He could be like that guy.
By the way, keep him happy.
Keep Giannis happy. You keep his brother at the end of the bench.
That's right.
All right, Joe, it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Had a conference, David. He is in Edmonton. Again, he liked it up there so much.
Well, I heard he's getting a summer home up there. It's funny you said that, so yeah. He could just stay and he'd have a place to stay.
He found property up there. He liked it.
Yeah. Connor McDavid, he said he's going to be hanging out. Connor McDavid's not doing anything right now, so he's spending a little time. Anyway, Dave Hyde, how you doing this morning, bud?
Oh, I had a nightmare that I woke up and I was on radio and I'm from Edmonton, you know.
Having to come on the show would be a nightmare, man. I completely understand to start with. Hey,
I was debating, do I retire or before this Edmonton series so I don't have to go to Edmonton? And but you know, I went through and I did it. I toughed it out.
Well, I got to tell you, what a crazy series, right? The way it started, you're up 3-0. Then you get totally, basically outplayed in every period the next three games. And then you come back and look like the Panthers in a game seven and win a championship. You've been around for a lot of these. I'm guessing all of them, but the 70s championships. Where does this one rank for you, David?
Well, they're all great. So, they're all number one. So this one was a little, like you said, because the way the series went, where you think, okay, they're going to sweep, and then it's a gentleman sweep, they're going to win at home for sure in game five. And all of a sudden, everything tilts, and now all of hockey is saying they're in trouble, you know. You know, if a building can feel nervous, it felt nervous going into Monday's game and game seven. And I thought that getting that first goal by Verhaeghe was huge. And then I remember Pat Riley when he won his first title in 2006 in Dallas and talking to him. And he was soaked with champagne, wearing a white shirt. It was all wet, and he said, I don't feel joy, I feel relief. And I thought there was joy for the Panthers, but there was relief too, that they're on the right side of history. They won the first title in franchise history and set the wrong side of history.
You know, it's funny you said that, because a lot of people were going, oh my God, this is going to be the greatest choke of all time. They're going to lose four straight, losing a fourth game at home. I mean, this is the greatest collapse, not only in South Florida history, but they're going to be talking about this for a long time in professional sports, and they come back and win that sucker.
Yeah, and a lot of legacies, beyond the teams. You know, Paul Maurice, he's coached 1,800 and some, fourth winningest coach, and he hadn't won a title. If he doesn't win that, now all of a sudden he's a Hall of Fame coach. Bobrovsky's two Vezina trophies, and he looked, you know, marginal for bad in one game and marginal in a couple of the others, the losses, and all of a sudden he had a great game again, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So this went beyond just a team winning a title. A lot of legacies were, and The other thing is Barkov. All of a sudden, everybody in hockey saw, wow, this guy is one of the best players in hockey.
Yeah, so, it is funny how everybody's finally talking. It's nice about Barkov. And you know, we talk, and those guys, by the way, they talk about playing together and love playing with these guys and how hard they work and all these things that made it. I think the Tkachuk trade, and by the way, they had some great trades. Sam Reinhart, my God, are you kidding me? Sam Benning, you can go on and on with the trades, but the Tkachuk deal kind of just really – You add a piece. I'm not saying he scores the most goals, but there was something about adding that guy to this team that really kind of brought it together, didn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the centerpiece of all the moves. That, you know, Bill Zito. You talk how does a team become a title? Well, you get a personnel guy who has the Midas touch, and all of a sudden every move he makes works. And right to the Tkachuk trade. As you
right.
said, boy, I'm still stumbling over those guys like Zonka, but it's tougher, you know. A lot of consonants. And you saw the way he was celebrating, you know, his dad and his brother, who's captain of the Ottawa team, where his brother's crying, and his dad, who was, I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame or not.
He was a hell of a player, though.
Great player, and he never won the title, and there he is in the locker room afterwards drinking from the cup, and it was a great scene all around. And that's the great thing about hockey; they really celebrate in a way like no other team. The families are down there. Then they're out yesterday at the elbow room with the fans and taking pictures and taking the Stanley Cup into the ocean. We can talk about which championship is better, but I tell you what, this celebration already is better than any of the others.
Yeah, no, from the traditional stuff they do right to those guys staying out all night. And I mean, you go to the elbow room, I got great respect for you being there many a nights and mornings and, you know, trying to pick something off before I get home at night and, you know, just trying anything in the old days to see the elbow room still going strong, Dave, and see those guys celebrating was really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure you had a good batting average at the elbow room.
No, I actually didn't have a good batting average a lot of places, Dave. I had a huge gap and one eyebrow, and it was really made it tough. I mean, it had to be it was a tough, let's just leave it at this, in the middle of a good marriage. It was tough at times. Hey, so do you have a problem with the Connor McDavid, Conn Smythe MVP for the playoffs trophy?
No, uh-uh.
All right.
No, he, yeah, you know, remember it's for the whole playoffs.
It is,
and I was, you know, talking to hockey. There are 18 voters. I was talking to some of the voters as the series played out after Game 3. The question was, it looked like it was either Barkov or Bobrovsky with McDavid a third place, and then he had the 2 4-point games and. Edmonton's making the comeback, and so going into Game 7, it looked pretty much like it was McDavid's no matter what. Because, you know, look, he broke Gretzky's record in the playoffs for assists. He was 6 points. He had 41 points for the whole playoffs, which only Mario Lemieux and Gretzky have had more.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it that you could have picked Bobrovsky, and no one would have said anything probably,
yeah.
Or Barkov. But if I don't have any problem with it, I get why people are mad. But you know, on the other hand, so Edmonton had the best player, and the Panthers are the best team. I mean, it sort of underlines how the Panthers really were a team, and not one player.
You know, Connor McDavid would give up that Conn Smythe trophy,
yeah, sure.
For that,
yeah.
Championship in a heartbeat. Oh my God,
you know,
that thing would be gone.
In Canada, they're talking. There were his parents shown on TV with their phones out, ready to take a picture of him coming out to pick up the trophy. And he was just so broken over losing. He didn't want anything to do with it. And there's, you know, that's a question. Why didn't he come out and get the trophy? That big question in Canada right now. And I don't blame him. I mean, you know, that's a weird trophy to get when you've just lost a heartbreaking game like that one.
Oh, you know what's funny? Because I saw an article, and I thought Connor was out looking for Draisaitl, Leon, trying to figure out
where
if
was he.
Yeah, that was the greatest. By the way, what happened to that guy?
I assume we're going to read he's having surgery today because he had to be hurt. I've seen Edmonton play a lot, and he is a great player, and you didn't see any of that this series.
No.
I assume he was hurt. You know, yeah. That's the thing about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Everybody's good, everybody's good. It used to be the diagonal rule where they'd say, well, it's his left shoulder and it's really his right ankle because nobody wanted to say what his real injury was. Now they just say upper body, lower body, or they don't say at all. And then at the end of the series,
they let you know the guy's getting a surgery. Exactly.
Yeah, right. So,
no,
yeah.
They're tough dudes, man. That hockey group, if a guy tells you, yeah, he's a hockey player, go, oh, okay. You guys, that's different toughness there. Those guys, my God. Kick those guys out of the lineup is not easy to do. Hey, I got to ask you why I got you here, because you're getting ready to go on vacation. I don't want to bother you, but the Tua Tagovailoa news from Jeff Darlington that they're not even close on money, that the offers to Goff and Lawrence are a lot more, and so far it's not moving. That's from Darlington, who's pretty well connected to the Dolphins. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that I'm surprised, first of all, because I assumed they'd be down the road towards this. On the other hand, I think it's good news if you're a Dolphin fan, and some regard that, you know, the fear in the NFL with the contract, in any sport really, is paying great money for a good player, and that's Tua is a good player right now. Can he get to great? Maybe, but I'd like to see greatness before paying him that, and because it's going to mean less talent around him, which means less chances to win and all that. And so I'm glad someone in there is protecting the organization from overpaying. The question is, this is a tough contract. The question is, what is the money that Tua should be worth? And who can he become if he hasn't reached his ceiling yet? Who can he be?
So,
because there's a lot of great qualities to him. Work ethic, attitude, etc. But I putting a price tag on that is the tough part.
You know, this goes back to the people that aren't huge Tua fans will say, well, concussions, that's still got to be in the back of their mind.
Yeah.
Winning
mm-hmm.
games against the best teams, the cold weather situation, his play in December and January. I'm guessing, you know, maybe that's not so far-fetched with what the team's thinking with his contract as well.
Yeah, and it's surprising to me because whatever positive about Tua they've been down that road the last since Mike McDaniel came aboard, and it's worked. You know, all of a sudden, from what you saw the first couple years with Tua, you saw a guy who fit into a great system, you know, and great talent for him to work with. But yeah, the question becomes, what is the price tag? And I always thought this was a tough negotiation, and I'm glad, really, because I thought they were just going to, you know, give him whatever. Okay, this is the market. Here's the market. Look what Trevor Lawrence got. Jared Goff got. And I thought that was going to handcuff the franchise for the next few years because you got less talent around him, and he hasn't shown he can carry a team. And you could say the same, well, Trevor Lawrence hasn't either, okay, but do you want to be Jacksonville? And the year before, the offseason, the contract, all the people who said to is great said, well, look at what the New York Giants are paying, you know, and you have 45, okay, but do you want to be in that situation of the New York Giants?
Yeah.
So, again, I think this is a positive that someone's put the brakes
on this.
Wow, Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, you're first one of the first to come out and say it. We've had a lot of fans say it, and about trying to get this thing done. Hey, bud, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on this morning. And
all right, Joe,
take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
See you at the elbow room with the Stanley Cup.
Oh, we'll be at that elbow room doing a little celebrating, man. Thank you, David. I appreciate it very, very much. Appreciate that. Speaking of that celebration, man, for Panther fans, that Game 7 win, all the great stories. I think everybody, even if you're not a huge hockey fan, has been on a buzz about what that team did winning that Game 7 2-1. You know, Dorian, I've been on the radio for a long, long time here. And when we have championships or we have great moments with great athletes down here, we have Bob Iback with us. And he's back again. And, boy, we got something special to talk about with Panther fans. Want to get in on that celebration besides get ready to go to the parade on Sunday at 11 a.m. And we say, Bob, how you doing, bud? How are you?
Big Dog, it's good to be with you. I'll tell you what, Dave, we do celebrate quite often. You know, when I was with the Chicago Cubs for many years, we didn't get a chance to celebrate too much, so I do it all in my post-career, you know?
that makes two of us jumping on the bandwagon. I'm with you, man.
I'll tell you what, this is something else. I did, for 3 years, I got a chance to call to cover NHL hockey when I was in Philadelphia as a sports editor, covering the Flyers. And this trophy that I'm about to talk about for Panther fans is unbelievable, knocking my socks off. I saw it yesterday, and it's a replica, 8-inch replica Stanley Cup trophy made of rosin. The real deal. It really looks like it's the real thing. And it's a full-size championship puck that comes with it with all the key information. They list the game-by-game series against the wins over the Lightning and the Bruins and the Rangers, and, of course, a seven-game deal against Edmonton. All is listed right on that, so you'll be able to remember everything that happened years from now. We've got every member of the Panthers team listed on there.
Oh, that's cool.
It is really cool. And, it is something. We're only going to make 2,024 of these, Joe, and it's going to benefit also the Florida Panthers Foundation. There's a lot of great work in the community there. They're $119.95 each, and in a moment, I'll give out that toll-free number and website, how you can order these. But I do encourage people, you know, with all the hysteria that's going on about the Panthers winning their first ever Stanley Cup, this is going to be something that you're going to want to have in your home or your office. But do it soon. Call in soon, because these things will fly and go away. I know we just started it yesterday, and we're probably already one-fourth of the way sold out. So here's how you can go ahead and get these. Again, they're $119.95 each to get an 8-inch replica Stanley Cup trophy along with that beautiful puck, which has the full team roster on it and also all the information about how they won the Stanley Cup right on there. Mm. Toll-free number, 1-800-345-2868. Again, that's 1-800-345-2868. And you can go right to the website. You can see it there, NICOSports.com. It's spelled NICOSports.com. I've been around sports for over 50 years, and this is one of the nicest commemorative items I've ever seen produced.
Boy, Bob, and I know you've been around sports a long time. What a Game 7, and I think people really fell in love with this team from the front office down and just how good they were. To NICOSports.com or call, and hurry on this. If you're listening, pass the word out there. Pass it around. They're not gonna last very long after the money people are spending on things. 1-800-345-2868. Bob, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it. We got to do this again. Matter of fact, if you get a chance this week, I'd love to have you on at a different time if it works for you to talk about this great offer again.
You know, that sounds like a plan, and it's always been exciting to come on with you guys and celebrate cool things, cool moments in South Florida history, and I know this is going to be one of the coolest. And I think, in my heart, the best team won this thing. I know they lost three in a row coming in, but defense wins, and your goalie down there, what a great job he did in Game 7.
Well, we got a big Bob. Now we got two big Bobs because we're putting you in there, Bob. That's pretty damn good stuff. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you be good. Have a good night. I'll check back with you later in the week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye back with Nyko Sports talking about this great offer and really cool stuff that's going on.
How do we give one? You want to give one away to one of our listeners?
What?
We'll give one away.
He didn't say he had something to give away.
We do. We all do, right. Joe. Caller number 5-3-0-5-5-6-7-0-5-60. We'll hook you up here with one of the pucks and Stanley Cup trophies that Bob was just talking about. How about that?
All right.
Does that work for you?
Ask them if they know the score to the
final game.
Final game.
All right, you got it.
Just in case they just jumping in to grab something. All right, we'll be right back.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, welcome back in here. I just want to congratulate Danny from Homestead, who won the commemorative trophy and puck. So we have finished that giveaway for today. Hopefully we can get more of those in the coming days here, Joe, as the giveaway has been completed. So thank you to everyone who gave us a call here for that.
That sounds those have been really nice. I got a few of them at home, but from the last few years that we've done stuff with Nyko Sports. So appreciate Bob coming on. We'll have him on again, but yeah. If you're looking to get a little something that love to put in your office or your room, it's really, really nice. So,
all right. So we don't have a ton of time here for the headlines, but I wanted to get this one because I thought this was pretty excellent here. So, you know, the college baseball was the same night as the Stanley Cup. I don't know if anyone cared, but
the World Series.
Yeah, the College World Series. So Texas A&M played in that one. They did not win. They ended up losing. So their coach, Jim Schlossnagel, was asked a question after the game, right?
Yeah,
and,
you know,
there's a little talk about him possibly ending up somewhere else, and that seems like kind of a fair question to ask right afterwards. So let's hear how the interaction went, Joe.
The rumor circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you, but I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again, and that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Okay.
What do you think happened 2 days later?
Did he take a job?
He took the Texas job.
What?
Right across the street.
Whoa, what a piece of crap.
What a bum, right?
Oh, you got to be, you know, you would think you would learn not to go into it.
I don't think these guys care anymore. They're getting paid so much money. They're switching schools. I don't think they care anymore.
I don't know if that guy has his own radio show that asks that question or... is just a writer or whatever, but he ought to just be blasting that.
Yeah,
guy.
I got Nick Saban vibes from that thing, so I don't. I thought you would get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I'm guessing on the Nick Saban, if I could have the do over again list, it would be a lot different.
By the way, did you hear that answer? He's talking about he left his family to go to Texas State. What the hell is he talking about? Did he just leave his family behind and like, I'm going to take this job and make a whole bunch of money, but you can't come with me? Like,
yeah, what was
what is he talking about?
No, the whole thing was awkward.
A very strange response. But he took the other job anyway. So.
Yeah. No. It was it was a done deal, just like Nick's deal was done. When he knew, there's no question about it, Nick knew he was gone when Dave Hyde, by the way, Dave Hyde asked him the question. It was Dave Hyde, and he goes, no, not going to be the Alabama coach. I give him credit. He taped a 30-minute show with us, NBC show, his last one, breaking down the team and what needed to get better and everything. Then he walked out the back to the Alabama vans, moving vans, and Alabama plane that was flying them. He was gone.
Yeah, very, very defensive with that question. I mean, he was so upset by it.
He should honestly apologize to that guy, but he won't.
I mean, he left his family behind, Joe, to go coach at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't pay over there. The only other thing
can you imagine going Texas A&M to Texas? Oh.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't just leave. Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I was just going to hit you with this. The Stanley Cup Final Game 7 had 7.66 million viewers. That is a record since like 2019 most watched game.
Wow.
In 5 years.
Pretty good.
Very good.
Wonder what that game did up in Canada. It has to be right. The whole country's got to watch that.
I don't know.
They love.
I don't know much about Canada. I know Dave couldn't find a hotel up there. I don't even know if TV's up there.
Will you stop? Okay. All right.
You know, by the way, Drake bet $500,000 on the Oilers in Game 7.
I thought somebody said he put $1 million down, no? 500?
He did, I guess, on the series maybe, but he had put $500 on Game 7, so he really even helped. That helped the Panthers even more.
I don't know.
Drake curse is alive and well.
All right, Woody. Hey, we got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We'll Ed Jovanovsky, who's been great with us, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to him. It still is amazing, isn't it, when you get up in the morning, get a little sleep, and you go, wow, Florida Panthers won a championship. They didn't get the Stanley Cup Finals. They won it all, and they won it all after losing three straight. And those numbers during that three-game losing streak were lopsided, and they got it back together at home and did enough to win in a wild third period that nobody scored in. Just crazy. Crazy stuff. All right. Right now, I want to talk to you about something very important to all of us out there. Something that happened sooner or later to everybody. Injury. Sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, people ask me all the time. It's a top 50 sports medicine program, so you know. They got great doctors, some of the top specialists in the country, all working together.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, let's go ahead and get people a weather update here. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. And it does still look like in a shocker that there is a little bit of rain in the forecast, perhaps around noon, depending on where you are located. So,
We got the NBA first round of the draft tonight. Heat, by the way, picking 15th overall. And they'll also have a pick in the second round tomorrow, 43rd overall. And I was just reading this morning about some of these teams with all these draft picks trying to get some of these veteran guys, including a couple of guys from the Suns, like trying to get Kevin Durant. I'm curious to see what happens. This will be interesting. Mikal Bridges and his almost 20 points per game was traded yesterday from the Nets to the Knicks. And Knicks got new. That's a nice piece to add, man. I mean, they were banged up at the end of the year, but that's a nice piece. And by the way, that guy plays like every game. You want to talk about durable? I think he played in every frigging game. You know, it's pretty sad, but now in the NBA, I don't know if you do this. I always look at how many games everybody plays. It's crazy. It's the only I do it in football, too. I saw they were talking about Teron Armstead. And they're showing Teron misses like 6.5 games a year in his career. That's a lot of games. Somebody had, by the way, a great article on, because a lot of guys the Dolphins are counting on were guys that were injured last year, especially the left side of the offensive line. Isaiah Wynn, who's really good when he plays. Really good when he plays, but he played a half a season. And so
that's tough to go from the hockey playoffs, by the way, to talking about NBA players, you know, load managing or whatever it is they do.
Well, they don't.
Because it is a little bit of a tough transition to go from, like, guys that truly play hurt to guys that,
you know, what's amazing?
Don't play when they have a tummy ache.
You know what people are going to forget about this Panther season? Not the hardcore, not my John, if you're listening, not my brother-in-law, because I know he and Jamie, my two brother-in-laws, know this, but it's amazing. They played out the season. Remember, they were a few points behind Boston, and they're waiting for Boston to win one more game, and then we had the coach on, Paul Maurice, and he goes, well, I'll play it accordingly to see what happens, and if they got it wrapped up and we're the number two seed, then we'll give them a little time off. They ended up playing every game. They had to win that last game, I believe, to get more points and get ahead of the Boston Bruins. And because of that, there was really no rest for those guys. They they kept rolling, except for, you know, their time off in between the regular season and the playoffs. So, yeah, you don't hear that much in hockey like you do in basketball. So, by the way, the other thing is listen to all the guys' comments about the defense of this Panthers team, talking about block shots. Listen, man, I got to tell you, when you talk about physical and the checks and the hits on each other, and Panthers were throwing their body around, and the takeaways, which are obviously important too. Block shots, guys that get in front of pucks, they have the courage of Superman. They really do. That, Woody, could you ever see that? Like throwing your body in front of a guy that's getting ready on a power play to let one rip?
You asking me?
Well, I'm the same boat.
I mean, no.
The guy throws his body, and then you see him limp off because it hurts.
Yeah, those things, so those pucks are heavy, and they keep them frozen. They keep them all freezer over there in the penalty box. Listen, to make man, it makes it hurt extra good there when it hits
you. What do we decide? Those things are coming over 90 miles an hour, 100 miles
yeah,
an hour?
Yeah, give or take. It all depends who shoots it.
Yeah, no. I get it.
Some of those defensemen on those long slap shots can really let them rip, yes.
There
was a dude on Edmonton. I forget the guy's name, but he was ripping them.
Well, they all do. They all have those guys, and they're pretty accurate. I might add with it too.
One guy hit the post in Game 7.
But
of those 90-mile-an-hour ones.
But they're trying, if nothing, to get a rebound where, you know, the goalie didn't get a clean look at it, and it bounces, and everybody getting in position to try to score. But yeah, man, those guys, they're different makeup, and the more you watch that sport and you see the hits, like those hits on the boards cannot. They gotta hurt. Like, I watch them, and you see guys get squeezed, and sometimes they hit their head and they go down. And I'm wondering why those shoulder pads. I'd be going over to get some linebacker shoulder pads, man, is what I think I'd be doing.
It's very tough to go from that to the NBA. It just is.
Well, listen, it's a completely different sport to be.
Texas says the NBA has become unwatchable unless your team is playing. I thought the playoffs were entertaining for a while. I mean, the finals were terrible.
Oh, the terrible finals, yes.
And it does not help.
Great for Boston. And,
yeah,
you know,
but it doesn't help that you have, I mean, the complaining has reached, you know, has reached a level where it's become a problem.
Well, it's one guy that got ripped.
It is one guy, but it's not just him. I mean, it's really, Joe, it's league-wide. I mean, you look at every team, they got guys that are doing it, but it's kind of reached a point where it's really negatively, I think, affected the game. I mean, how many times did you see guys, you know, outside of the coaches getting after officials in hockey? And like, yeah, Paul Maurice loses his mind every once in a while, but yeah, like outside of that, players play and the coaches deal with that stuff. And
if you can, but those guys, you can read those guys' lips, they're not mic'd up, but those guys, they're throwing F-bombs and stuff.
Oh, okay. Paul Maurice gets after with the best of them, know that.
Like the horse, you know, call and what's that.
But it's one thing for the coaches to be doing it to work the refs. It's quite another for the players.
No. Those players talk a little bit, but you don't see a big acting show. No, I agree. Nope.
And it was going to be tough to get a penalty in that Game 7. The one call was completely bogus. You know, Tkachuk falls down and basically braces for impact. He trips the guy, but...
Yeah, everybody went and said that was not a... Probably wouldn't have called that, especially in that game. For a guy that fell down and was sliding.
They even have the official on the ESPN broadcast. They even have it in hockey. The guy to second guess the officials on the ice.
But the basketball stuff, the flopping and the whining, sometimes gets to be too much.
It is too much. And you got a draft tonight with the most popular player is popular because he's LeBron's son.
Yeah, but that sports, I mean, that sports always dealing
with. It's never good when your top pick is, or your most notable pick is, guy who can't play, but he's LeBron's
kid. I know,
kid.
But you're dogpiling here on this topic a little bit, because now you're talking about international players. So if you think they have a problem, what do you think it's like for baseball?
Well, I don't know when the baseball draft is. You usually hit me with that.
Well, what about hockey? What about hockey draft?
The hockey draft's coming up. It's at the Sphere. In Vegas.
Well, don't hit me with where, because you know where it is.
The only
I'm asking
I know
you,
that is because they ran the promos during the Cup final.
Yeah, but everybody.
I'm not going to watch the hockey draft either.
Everybody but football's got that problem, and the football thing has just turned into a whole different level. Like, You're right. Tonight, I don't know. I knew you were going to hit me with that.
At least it was a little more intriguing last year. You had Wemby involved in the draft. So that was, that was something.
Okay,
but,
one guy, Woody.
But the fact that you can't even name the number one pick is probably an issue.
I don't know any of the international guys. And by the way, we've been kind of zoned in. Basketball's been over down here for a while.
That's true, it has been.
We've been zoned over to the hockey team.
Instead of have the NBA substitute players like the NHL with line changes. That would be cool.
That's not really. You want LeBron every third or fourth shift or your star players? Okay. Or when it matters most, he gets to play extra minutes.
No, I think he's just saying like you can change on the fly. Like you don't have to wait for a dead ball.
I don't know, man. I don't know how that's going to work.
This guy says the NBA complaining is similar to the soccer guys. Soccer's pretty next level, too.
Yeah.
I like the soccer. Like soccer, at least it's funny, though. Like, the guys go down, and they're holding their knee like it's a career-ending injury.
Then they get back up and play.
They see, like, oh, the guy's not going to give the card. All right, let's keep playing.
Yeah, no.
The act is over.
Nope, they try to get calls. There's no question, and soccer's by itself. I mean, that's
it is.
different level. All right.
Well, a lot of those guys have brought their act over. You know, the foreign players have brought their act over to the NBA.
Is that your take? Like one's copy what the other one's doing?
No, but like you know, it's a soccer's more of an international sport, right?
Yeah, but we got some American NBA players that yes, learned how to flop pretty good.
But Luka's the leader of the pack now.
No, he's a whiner.
He's the biggest whiner. Yeah. Kyle Lowry's the best
flopper
of all time.
Kyle Lowry's got the acting award. He by himself. Both of those guys. Like, when we're talking wine and cheese, you just named the top two guys.
Someone said bring the embellishment penalty from the NHL to the NBA. Didn't they try to do that?
They got Kachuk on one.
They did get Kachuk on that.
And then everybody was complaining that was a bad call. And
this draft is terrible. We know one thing for sure. Every Heat draft will be a hidden gem. It's just what Pat does. I'm so pumped.
By the way,
they should take Bronny.
They get anything close to Jaime Jaquez, I'm all for it.
I would take Bronny with the first round pick and then take the other kid with the second round pick. I don't even know how old he is, but take the other kid.
So you're doing a show in the morning, take the other kid? That's what your thing is?
Well, you take Bronny and take Bryce. Just take the James kids. Yeah, take the James kids.
Well, his other son's not in the draft.
No, I understand, but you still draft him anyway. And then you get LeBron to come back, no?
You know, you get real creative, man. I'm really sad I missed some of this creativity you've come up with how to make things better.
You don't like my idea?
No, I think it's terrible. Hey, we got to go to break here, though. I know that. We got to get caught up here, running a little bit late this morning. But, hey, man, when you win a championship, you can run a little bit late. 30 years, man. Congratulations to the Panthers. Can't say it enough. I got to tell you, man, besides having Paul Maurice on, who's been great all year, like nobody's business, he has been really – really good and with us. We appreciate that. But the story from ownership, as Ed said, Jovanovski to Bill Zito, to the system they put in, and to the guys they've added to this team to win it. Man, it all goes together. It really does. It all goes together for a nice championship. NBA draft tonight, first round. We'll find out what the Miami Heat does with their first pick. And then the Tua Tagovailoa news about the contract, not that close. So we'll find out. That was from Jeff Darlington from ESPN. All right, got a lot of stuff coming up here, but first I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, man, ED and low T are a problem. Problem for men. By the way, man, when I go to Atlantic Men's Clinic as a member of the ED and low T team 6 months ago, it's gone. I want to let you know I'm normal again. I'm good. Thank you. I'm enjoying my 60s a lot. Thank you. But, man, if you're tired all the time and just not working out, you've noticed you're sleeping more than ever, you don't sleep well, you even notice like you almost feel like I think I'm depressed. This is what low T and ED can do to you, man. Seriously. It can really mess you up as you get older. And by the way, you know if you have. I can tell you about taking a test. Atlantic Men's Clinic has a test, and you can take it, but I think you got a pretty good idea if you have it. It's amazing, though. Men in their 40s, happens to guys in their late 30s, early 40s, 50s, 60s. Hey, if it's happening to you, you can do something about it. That's the great news, or I wouldn't be talking about this right now. They've got treatments with success rates well over 90%. Schedule a consultation with Lanning Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations in South Florida. The best thing you can do if you're listening right now and been thinking about this, but you haven't acted or you've kind of laughed about it, but you know it's you that's going through it, call them. Make that first appointment. Get it all set up. It'll be the best. All you got to do is listen. See if it's for you. 877-455-7300. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. You can learn more if you didn't get that number, but call them and go have that first appointment. Hear what they have to say. I had great results. Great results. I'm so excited about telling everybody my energy level, working out a lot more again, able to run up and down the mountains in North Carolina. Feel so good. Thanks to my friends at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.